Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You're saying one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby.
Sa pagsubang sa bulan, sa sidlakan to jugan jawa. Walay, 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 tinik ang lagong. Sa subong mahagpong, diligini. Aho, jaga, jaga, jawa. Hala, 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 undong tanan. Magsuri-surita, aron magmalit pa dyan sa gumma. Kay kung unja-unjaan pa, mawala na gana.
Hala! Anong title na nga nun?
Medley.
Medley na, na summer date. Ayan. Ang galing naman. Anong title ng ano, Nino?
Dandansoy.
Hindi, dandansoy itong sunod. Yung ano eh, kinhaka.
Kinhaka-pinangga.
Kinhaka-pinangga. Mm. Anong ibig sabihin nun manang Trini?
The love of my life or something.
Wow.
Talaga naman.
Oh, the one I cared for very much or something.
Oh, tapos yeah, may ano ganyan, pa.
I think.
May dandansoy pa. Mm-hmm. Napakaganda talaga ng mga awiting Pilipino. Ayan, magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat, mga mahal naming tagapakinig dito sa Samutsari. Narito na naman po kaming muli at inyong makakapiling mula ngayon hanggang mamaya alas 5:20 ng hapon dito po sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Tatlo po ang mga kasama ko ngayong hapon. Siyempre pa, si Ate Jo, si Manang Trini at ang ating simpatikong si Nino. Ate Jo.
Magandang umaga. Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat, mga giliw namin taga-subaybayan ng Samutsari. Ito po si Ate Jo na nag-aanyaya sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagniniig sa Himpapawid. Napakaganda po ng panahon ngayon. At medyo mga malamig-lamig nga lamang, but hindi umulan. So, maganda. Eh kasi nga, pinakaantay natin itong weekend. Tapos uulan pa. Napakasaklap naman. Kumusta naman ang Trini?
Oy, mabuti po ako, Ate Jo. At kumusta po din kayo, Ate Jo, at saka Tita Verge. At of course, si Nino, ang bisita natin ngayong hapon na ito. And of course, maayang hapon ka ninyong tanan. Daghang salamat sa kanunay ninyo nga pagpaminaw sa atong kadasimana nga programa sa radyo. Of course, ako si Manang Trini. Welcome sa Samutsari Cultural Community Radio. Every Sunday tayo from 4:20 to 5:20. And of course, I invite all of you na manawag sa atong istasyon to join us. Ang numero po namin dito is 09-815-8100. And of course, you can also listen to us anywhere kasi live streaming punta ka ron sa www.planetaudio.org.nz/samutsari/playa. Ayan. Ngayon, inabando na tayo ni Tita Verge. Nasaan si Tita Verge? Oh, nandito. Sorry. Ayan, booking ikaw, Tita
kung
Verge.
Kung hindi salamin ang nawala, susi.
Susi. Ayan.
Nakita mo?
Hindi pa.
Hindi
mamaya
pa.
Makikita ayan ko rin yan. Ayan. Ang programa pong ito ng Samutsari ay palaging hinahatid sa atin ng ating tagapagtaguyod, Planet Earth Travel, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, ni Wilson West Trading as Cheapest Cars, ISM New Zealand Limited at iba pang sponsors. Siyempre pa po, binabati rin kayo ng aming mga kasamang mga bulilit dito na medyo nasasarapan yatang magpahinga. Malapit na bumalik ang mga iyan. Ayan. Nakabati ka na ba, Nino? Mm-hmm. Ayan. Ito po muna ang advisory from our embassy sa Philippines. Updates New Zealand government policies regarding non-work migrate. The embassy would like to share official clarifications provided by the New Zealand Qualifications Authority or NZQA and Immigration New Zealand. It is strongly recommended that Filipinos considering pursuing the study work migrate scheme to New Zealand read through and consider the information supplied below. Is it true that students who complete the Philippines K-12 program are already deemed qualified to enroll in New Zealand in a bachelor's degree or level 5 qualifications? And the answer is, while NZQA's International Policy and Liaison Team and the Commission on Higher Education have a project to compare the two countries' bachelor's degrees, other qualifications are not within its scope, including the recognition of the Philippines K-12, the university entrance in New Zealand. The project outcome will not have any implications on entrance requirements for bachelor's degrees. New Zealand tertiary education providers, CRAFT, their respective admission requirements and criteria corresponding to the level of qualification the student is applying for entry into. A survey of New Zealand tertiary education institutions reflect that current admission requirements into their bachelor's degree programs require additional study beyond the completion of high school in the Philippines, as well as English language proficiency. In other words, Philippine K-12 does not automatically qualify for enrollment in New Zealand's bachelor's or level 5 programs. Maliwanag po yan. Kung nakagraduate lang sa Pilipinas ng hanggang K-12, ibig sabihin yung high school ito.
Hindi ko alam ang K-12.
Yung year 12. Yung
year
magang,
12 ba yan? Oo, yung okay, year 12. Sorry.
Nadagdagan kasi ng 2 years eh. Kasi, okay. Oo. Ibig sabihin, hindi pa nakapag-university, hindi pa nakapag-college yun sa atin. Mm-hmm. Dito kasi pag sinabing college, eh, senior high school
senior
lang yun.
Senior high school, 18 oo. Years old naman yun, oo. Yun, di ba?
Doon sa atin, pag nakagraduate ka ng high school, pwede ka nang mag-college or university. Uni ang
uni.
Equivalent dito. Mm-hmm. So yung nakatapos doon ng K-12, ibig sabihin, nakatapos lang yun ng high school plus 2 years.
Okay.
Na, which is the requirement here in New Zealand. Unlike sa Australia, wala silang year 12 hanggang year 11 lang.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that means kung nakagraduate ka lang sa Pilipinas ng up to K-12, high school ka lang, hindi ka pa nagba-varsity or university. So talagang kailangan mag-bachelor's degree ka dito.
Oo.
So kaya ito ang sagot. In other words, ang question po ay, is it true that students who complete the Philippines K-12 program are already deemed qualified to enroll in New Zealand in a bachelor's degree or level 5 qualifications? Ibig sabihin, university yun.
Mm-mm.
Ang sagot ay ito. In other words, Philippines K-12 does not automatically qualify for enrollment in your New Zealand bachelor's or level 5 programs. Una-una, mayroong English language test, yung IELTS. Pangalawa, ikukumpara pa muna sa NZQA yan kung anong subjects ang pwede. Pag sa comparison nila, pwede na according to the grades ng estudyante, so magiging case-to-case basis ito, maaaring pwede na mag-enroll sa bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ayan. Another question, is it true that during or after your studies, there are career services that will look for your employment part-time as a student and permanent full-time job after? Ang sagot, Filipino students considering study in New Zealand must exercise due diligence and scrutinize New Zealand immigration requirements. They should also examine the likelihood of opportunities for work during and post-study, which vary according to the region, the education organization, the particular program of study, and their credentials pre- and post-study in New Zealand. Ibig sabihin, case-to-case basis. Depende sa likelihood ng opportunities nila makapagtrabaho habang nag-aaral or pagkatapos ng pag-aaral.
Mm-mm.
Yung during ay yung mayroon kasing almost yung between semestral break, mahaba-haba yun eh. Parang 6 weeks yata yun eh.
Mm-mm.
So, maaari sila magtrabaho doon, pero part-time lang din yun. Depende sa klase ng ano nila, ng visa nila.
Mm-mm.
and ng qualification nila kung pwede sila. At saka, siyempre sa employer dito. Mm. So, case-to-case basis. Dahil iba din yung rule sa Christchurch, iba din yung rule sa Auckland.
Mm.
Ayan. At saka yun, yung depende pa rin doon sa pinag-aralan, sa eskwelahan na pinag-aaralan, education organization. Ayan. At saka kung ano yung klase ng degree na pinag-aaralan mo dito, kung yung by bachelor's or maaaring ano lang, diploma lang.
Mm-hmm.
Mahina ang laban mo kung diploma lang. And their credentials pre- and post-study.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan. So talagang hindi talaga kailangang nakapikit mata ka na lang na sinabi nung immigration consultant ay, oh yes, pagka-enroll mo, mahanap pa na kita ng trabaho. Pikit mata, hindi. Magsaliksik din po kayo. tumingin kayo sa www.immigration.gov.nz at nandun ang mga katanungan. Kung hindi ninyo naintindihan gaano, magtanong kayo sa abogado or immigration consultant, pero tingnan ninyo yung talagang accredited, hindi yung kung hindi pwede yung magtanong-tanong sa mga kaibigan lang o magtanong sa Facebook ng ganito kasi hindi nila alam ang sagot dyan.
Yes. O si Mr. Google.
Oo. They can give you some information pero hindi kumpleto at saka hindi sacrosanct yun. Ibig sabihin hindi yun hindi baga parang hindi yung Biblia.
Mm-hmm.
Ganyan. So, to ensure that prospective international students can make informed choices, the Education Code of Practice 2016 or the code mandates New Zealand education providers to provide clear, sufficient, and accurate information, among others, on potential learning outcomes, pathways for further study and employment, and estimated study and living costs. Once enrolled with the provider, the latter has to ensure that the international student has access to information such as on New Zealand minimum wages, labor conditions, and maximum hours of work permitted under visa conditions. Diyan po pumapasok yung requirement na ang lahat ng mga immigration consultant catering to Filipino students, we are only speaking of Filipino students dito, hindi natin pakialaman yung hindi natin bansa, na dapat ay accredited sila sa New Zealand Immigration Services dito sa New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Hindi yung basta pag sinabing, uy, si ito, immigration consultant, ito, nirefer nito na ano, kilala ko yun. Magsaliksi kayo kung talagang accredited sila. Kasi marami diyang nagpo-post na, ano daw, genuine daw, accredited daw, laki-laki ng singil, yun pala, hindi naman. Kaya, talaga ang onus ay nandoon din sa estudyante or magulang ng estudyante na hindi mo bastang pa isang layong bahay mo doon, ipagbili mo yung baboy at kalabaw mo, yung lupa mo at yung araro mo at papuntahin sa New Zealand yung anak at mag-aral dahil after 2 years na nag-aral or 1 year na nag-aral, makatrabaho na. Hindi po totoo. Maraming masalimuot na kondisyon. Ang nangyayari, nagiging stressful sa estudyante kasi una-una na hihiya nang bumalik doon. Malaking utang ng magulang. Besides, iisipin ng mga kaibigan, ay, failure ka, hindi ka nakatrabaho or hindi ka nag-aral ka pa overseas, wala ka pala namang matatrabaho. Ay, hindi yun. Maraming masalimuot na ano dyan, mga bagay-bagay yan na dapat ay tinatanong bago ninyo pasukan. At ito pa po ang karugtong pa ng sagot. It has to be underscored also that there is no obligation on education providers under the code to provide information or support of any kind to international students in finding work either during or post-study or guarantee work after graduation. Ang ibig sabihin, hindi naman obligasyon ng mga education provider yun na hanapan ng trabaho either habang nag-aaral, nagbabakas sa yung in-between semesters na bakasyon lang, or pagkatapos nag-aaral at hindi rin na requirement na i-guarantee nila na makakuha ng trabaho after graduation. Kaya lang, the problem is, mayroong mga immigration consultant na sila na mismo ang nagsasabi sa mga estudyanteng mag-a-apply na, bahala kami sa inyo sa hanapan namin kayo ng trabaho sa habang nag-aral, in between or after. And yung pagkatapos ng trabaho, sigurado mayroon kayong pagkatapos ng aral nyo, sigurado mayroon kayong trabaho. Ang iba pa nga dyan, may mga nakapag-report, nakapagsabi sa akin personally na iniwan ko po yung passport kasi hiningi, hindi, bawal yan. Ayan. So, ito pa po yung isang katanungan. Is it true that the whole family can migrate at the same time and enjoy all the benefits in New Zealand even if the principal is only on student visa? Yan, malaking yan. Student visa lang eh. Hindi yan. So, ang sagot ay ito. The Immigration New Zealand or INZ student visa guide clearly indicates that you cannot include anyone else on your application form if your partner, your children, your parent, legal guardian, or anyone else will accompany you to New Zealand, they must apply separately for the type of visa they require. Benefits also depend on individual visa conditions. In particular, student visa holders are generally not covered by the New Zealand's free medical services. So, maliwanag po ang sagot. Kahit yung estudyanteng nagkaroon ng student visa, depende pa rin sa individual visa conditions nila sa mga estudyanteng yan dahil hindi sila covered ng New Zealand government's free medical services. Kaya, ang alam ko po niyan, doon pa sa Pilipinas pag nag-apply kayo ng student visa, bukod sa babayaran na ninyong in advance, yung sa education provider, yung babayaran nyo na in tuition in advance, eh dapat may medical insurance for the duration of the study. Dahil nga hindi sagot ng New Zealand government yung medical insurance ng estudyante.
But is that a requirement? Mm-hmm.
It is a requirement. Pero hindi nila sagot na libre.
No, mm-hmm. Obviously.
Mm-hmm. And kung mayroong asawa o may anak, yung estudyante yan, or parent or legal guardian, ayun, dapat sila mag-apply ng separate na type of visa nila. Hindi nakakabit doon sa main, who is just a student.
Mm-mm.
Iba yun kung mayroon kang work visa.
Yeah.
Ayan. Akala kasi nung iba na mga kababayan natin, pag may visa na, hindi na nila tiningnan, may visa na welcome na ako, makapasok na ako, makatrabaho na ako, maka-enjoy na ako ng lahat. Hindi. Iba yung work visa, iba yung student visa, iba yung visitor visa,
mm-mm.
iba yung limited liability, limited
purpose.
Limited purposes visa.
LPV. Ayan.
Mm-mm. Kaya dapat talaga, ang onus talaga niya nandun sa nag-a-apply.
Sa aplikante. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Oh, thank you, Tita mm-hmm. Virge. And makinig po muna tayo kay Daniel Padilla. Nasa iyo na ang lahat. Enjoy po.
Mm-hmm. Ay, ipap.
Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Lahat na mismo nasa'yo. Ang ganda, ang bait, ang talino, inggit lahat sila sa'yo. Kahit pa dapat mang kanino. Kaya nung lumapit ka sa'kin ay bigla akong nahilo. Di akalain, sabihin mong ako na yon ang hinahanap mo. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Kinikilig pa rin ako, ang sarap magmahal pagpanalo. Nag-iisa sa puso ko, di kaya di na pa magbabago. Ako ang pinili sa dami ng ibang medireto. Hindi akalain, sabihin mo nga ko na lang ang kulang sa iyo. Oh, nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat.
sa'yo na ang lahat, pati yung puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati yung puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang kapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati yung puso ko.
Ang galing naman, nasa iyo na ang lahat. Sino ba ka?
Nandito naman po ang ating local news na hatid po sa atin by Philippines Travel. What makes Kiwi kids more likely to walk to school? New Zealand now had one of the lowest rates of active travel to school in the world. And it also had one of the highest rates of childhood obesity, costing the country nearly $850 million every year. In the study, the researchers combined data about the students' travel modes with factors about their environments, including how built up their neighborhoods were, how many intersections were in the area, and what their distance to school was, using Geographic Information System or GIS. Meta-analysis is regarded as problematic to perform in the area of built environment due to measurement inconsistencies between individual studies, Aikida said. However, our review was accomplished by collaborating with several researchers across the country. Compared with children living within 1.3 kilometers of school, the odds of active transport were reduced by a third among those residing between 1.3 kilometers and 2.3 kilometers from school. Beyond 2.3 kilometers, the odds fell to near zero. Children and youth living in neighborhoods with the highest density of intersections were almost three times more likely to walk or cycle than those living in neighborhoods with the lowest, a finding the odds with studies out of Australia, Canada, and the U.S. The authors also noted the somewhat counterintuitive finding, which linked a higher number of houses with a lower number of kids walking or biking, something they said warranted further research. Aikida said the findings could help toward new policies and programs, along with improvements to walking and cycling infrastructure. For example, planning decisions for school locations and school zoning or catchment policies should consider the impact of distance to school, she said. Creating walking and cycle paths, trails and greenways improves street connectivity in school neighborhoods. The project was part of a larger investigation to identify the secret recipe for active school travel, funded by the Ministry for Business Innovation and Employment. Research leader Associate Professor Melody Smith said the project was a fundamental first step in generating a more detailed understanding of the complexities that came with encouraging more active travel to school. And that's our local news. Yes, of course naman. Kasi pag marami ba namang intersections, maraming, you know, mga cars, eh bakit ka pa magka-car? Aabot ka ng siyam-siyam before ka makarating ng school, di ba?
That's right.
Uh-oh. Maglakad ka na. Uh-oh. Ayan. So,
Pag hindi umuulan.
Ayun. Uh-oh. So yeah, we have to look after our kids because they are our future. Ayan.
Definitely. Sila ang ating taga-akay.
Taga-akay. Yes. Ngayon naman, ang special natin sa Planet Earth Travel. Ate Jo, meron ka
naman, dyan. Of course. Yes. Okay. Ito po yung Planet Travel Special Number 1, Philippine Airlines Auckland to Manila Fare. Flight direct to Manila return from 899 New Zealand dollars on Philippine Airlines, the fastest and only direct flight from Auckland to Manila, Philippines. It flies three times weekly, Monday, Thursday, and Friday from Auckland until the 30th of September 2018, then back to Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. Sales end until further notice and can be withdrawn without advance notice. Departures until 30th of November 2018, routing Auckland direct to Manila and vice versa. Wellington and Christchurch via Auckland to Manila return from $925 New Zealand includes domestic flight on Jetstar. Queenstown via Auckland to Manila return from $975 New Zealand. This includes domestic flight on Jetstar overnight in Auckland is required. No accommodation provided. Dunedin via Auckland to Manila return from $1,025 New Zealand includes domestic flight on Jetstar overnight in Auckland is required. No accommodation provided as well. Economy return ticket valid for maximum stay of 30 days, minimum of 2 days stay inclusive of fuel surcharges, applicable airport departure taxes in Auckland and Manila inclusive of travel agent and ticketing fees. Special conditions applies. Seats are subject to availability. This includes 30 kg check-in baggage, 7 kg hand carry. Meals and entertainment are provided, but there will be a large shared monitor. Ticketing within 24 hours of booking. Refunds non-refundable at all times, totally unused ticket or partially unused. Change fee at fee of $300 New Zealand applies and fare difference applies on fares booked from 16th of April 2018 onward. No-show fee is $200 New Zealand is applicable for bookings not canceled 48 hours prior to departure. Ticket must be upgraded to the next available higher airfare. A fare difference will be collected at an extra cost. So, tawagan lang po ang Planet Travel sa kanilang customer care service number 0800-111-131 or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz.
Yan.
At meron pang isa.
Yan. O, sige.
Ikaw na.
Ano yan siya? Bago din?
Bago siya. Hanggang 38th of May ito.
May. Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So, ito na lang. Ano siya, Ati Jo? Is that through Cebu and Clark?
Yes, it is. Cathay Pacific
okay,
Asia.
Yeah. So, yan na.
Ay, ito na siya. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pareho lang.
Mm-hmm. Pareho lang siya. Okay, mm-hmm. Cathay Pacific Asia Special Fare to Manila, Cebu, Clark Field return from Mura. $999 New Zealand. Nice. Cheap airfare from Auckland to Manila, Cebu, or Clark Field, Philippines.
Yes.
Pero kailangan po magmadali kasi ito po ay mag-i-end sa 30th of May.
Yeah.
Ang last day to depart New Zealand is by the 7th of December 2018 alis sa New Zealand. So routing on Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu or Clark Field and vice versa. Return economy class airfare valid for 3 months inclusive of fuel taxes, applicable departure airport taxes. Pricing is subject to availability particularly during school holiday periods, inclusive of minimal travel agent booking and service fees. Meals, entertainment, and 30 kilos check-in baggage, and of course, 7 kilos hand carry. Ticketing within 24 hours of confirmation, regardless of travel dates. Date change, there is a fee of $200 New Zealand. Refund, prior to departure, a fee of $500 New Zealand applies, no refunds after departure. No show a fee of $500 New Zealand. Mataas ito. Stopover is permitted in one direction only but must collect Hong Kong taxes. Child and infant fare accompanying child from 2 to 11 years old is 75% of the adult fare plus taxes. Infant not occupying a seat is 10% of the adult fare plus taxes. So, tawagan lang po ang kanilang customer care service sa 0800-111-131 or email at reservations at planettravel.co.nz.
Ang gaganda ng mga specials ni Tita Edith. Ayan.
At narito po naman ang ating public community service.
Body World's Vital, a captivating and rare insight into the human anatomy. Body World's, the highly anticipated and international acclaimed original exhibition of real human bodies, has arrived in New Zealand on the 23rd April and will be here until 13 July this year. Visited by over 45 million people worldwide, the exhibition takes you on an intricate journey of the workings of the human body through an authentic visual display of over 150 donated specimens. The human bodies and body parts, donated for the benefit of public education, have gone through a meticulous year-long process of plastination and visually demonstrate the complexity, resilience, and vulnerability of the human body in distress, disease, and optimal health. Frequently described as a life-changing experience, visitors can expect to leave with an understanding of the marvel that is the human body like never before. The news...
Bless you.
Bless you.
The New Zealand tour specifically focuses on contemporary diseases and ailments and how everyday lifestyle choices can improve health and wellness to live with vitality. Stationed at Hilton Exhibition Center, Princess Wharf in Auckland, Body World's Vital will give New Zealanders, young and old, a captivating and rare insight into the human anatomy. Ayan po, kung gusto ninyong bumisita.
That would be interesting.
Oh, very interesting.
Magkano yan? May prices dyan, Tita Verge? Magkano yan? Nasa bottom ata or the next page?
You know, I saw that on the internet.
Yeah.
Na talagang ano sila, talagang tao.
Sa likod Tita Verge.
Totoong tao.
Hinahanap ko nga kung may...
And there was one na...
Kasi you have to buy the tickets eh.
Yeah, yung...
Ito. Ang contact details, ito po. Kung paano kayo makapunta ron, you have to contact Hilton Auckland, 147 Key Street. Yan po yun yung Hilton Hotel doon sa Viaduct.
Oh, sa my Key Street siya.
Kung pupunta kayo ng ferry, kung galing kayo ng, say, Customs Street or dito sa Queen Street, nasa kaliwa yan yung Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
Yung sa may kanto ay merong wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Ang telepono po, wala pala ang telepono.
Punta na lang kayo
sa Hilton. Ang adult, 16 years, including seniors, is $28. But that's worth it kasi very educational. Yeah.
That's right.
Child up to 4 years is free. Child from 5 to 15 years is $15. Family pass, 2 adults and 2 children, $75.
Very much worth it.
Yeah, lalo na kung mayroon kayong anak na gustong mag-aral ng pagka-nurse.
Doktor. Yes.
Yan ang ano dyan.
I really want to see that because, you know, it will be a once in a lifetime. Ano?
Ito next Sunday. Yes. Para...
Mm-hmm.
And then tingnan mo muna sa internet, so much information there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes merong ang controversy regarding kung sino-sino itong mga nandun na naka-exhibit. And then there was a woman na may... fetus sa loob ng womb. Mm-hmm. Oo. So, yeah, it's worth it na puntahan at saka i-research.
Oh, yes. Kasi maaaring yung ina ay namatay dahil namatay yung bata sa loob ng...
Maybe, stillborn.
Oo, stillborn. Mm-hmm. Kaya talagang ang ina pag nagbuntis, may kasabihan sa atin sa Pilipinas na ang kalahati ng katawan mo ay nasa hukay na.
Yes, of
paa.
Course.
Mm. Yung isang paa, nasa hukay na. Oo.
Ganun ba yun?
Yes.
Oh. Eh kasi delikado talaga ang childbearing and childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
Oo. Kaya yan, kaya tinitingnan ng mga ina na talagang hero eh.
Of course.
Oo. Yan. Isang magandang awitin, Marang Trady.
This is Samutsari Philippine News. Romblon Boracay's underrated neighbor. Romblon once synonymous to marble production has always been Boracay Island's underrated neighbor. Katiklan, the jump-off village of Malay Town in Aklan Province to Boracay, is a two-hour boat ride away from Romblon's Tablas Island. From the ports of Ojangan or Look towns, tourists are beginning to discover Romblon's unspoiled beauty thanks to travel blogs and cheaper airfare. With the closure of Aklan's famed tourist destination, a window of opportunity has probably been pushed a little wide open for the province. Romblon is composed of three major islands, Tablas, Romblon, and Sibuyan, and several islets that offer a slew of beaches with sand just as white and fine as Boracay's. Here are a few of what the province has to offer. Tablas beaches make memories that last in Tablas, where there are a number of beach resorts like Binukot, Ferrol Town, Lapus Lapus, Calatrava Town, and Tablas Point, Santa Fe Town. Aglica Resort at Barangay Comodom, Alcantara Town is probably the closest white sand beach to Tugdan Airport. An easy trek to the hillside also offers an Instagrammable view. How to get there or getting there? Flights from Manila to Romblon's only airport, Tugdan, in Alcantara are available on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Another way to reach Tablas is via the roll-on, roll-off boat from Batangas Port to San Agustin Port. Simara Island, an emerging destination, is Simara, on the island municipality of Corcuera. The town boasts of a public beach at the Poblacion, or the town center, and the Colong Colong Beach at Barangay Colong Colong. Its lighthouse offers a perfect view of the whole island. So how to get there from Odyonggan Town, Tablas? Take the jeep or habal-habal motorcycle to Calatrava Town, where boats depart for Simara Island. Daily trips leaves at 11 a.m. and fare is 150 pesos per passenger. Mura.
Mm-mm.
Carabao Island, commonly referred to by locals as the Hambil. Carabao Island is Romblon's closest point to Boracay, about 45 minutes by boat. It actually belongs to the municipality of San Jose. Carabao sand is just the same fine white sand you can find in Boracay, tourist Donna Aurelia says. Oh, ito pala yung mga tourist, nagsasalitan eh. Many people compare Lanas Beach to Boracay's beachfront. Those who are daring enough can try cliff diving from San Jose, Kuding Kuding Point. Getting
kulong,
there.
Kulong at Kuding Kuding.
Oh, yeah. From Odyonggan, take the jeep to Santa Fe, where pump boats leave for Carabao. A charter boat from Katiklan to Carabao can be rented for around 3,500 pesos for 20 people. Romblon Beaches, the island and municipality of Romblon, houses the provincial government seat. No need to travel far from the Poblacion as there are already several adjacent resorts. At Barangay Lonos is a stretch of white sand beaches. There is the private Nonok Tiamban. The entrance fee is 40 to 50 pesos. And the public Bombon. Try Bombon Sandbar that leads to Bangog Islet free of charge. How to get there? Inter-island ferries from Ojangan, Odyonggan, or San Agustin travel to Romblon regularly. Inland transportation in Romblon is by tricycle. Cobrador Island is an island village of Romblon town, about half an hour travel by boat from the mainland. It is perfect for snorkeling as it is home to corals and other marine resources. On one side of the island of Sitio Kabugaan is a stretch of white sand. On the opposite, rock formations and the Ilaya Cave. how to get there. Boat trips are available on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from the mainland. The boat leaves Cobrador at 6 a.m. and returns from Romblon at 12 noon. Fee is cheap. It is 25 pesos per passenger. So, ngayon kasi,
pupuntahan ko yan.
Of course, isasara ang Boracay. So, ito, itong, yung mga kalapit.
Yes, kalapit isla. And speaking of Boracay, ito po, ito ang pangalawang news natin. A high-tech gadgets usually used to detect minerals underground are being tapped to uncover hidden pipes discharging untreated wastewater into the sea off this resort island, the Boracay. At least 33 sites believed to be with buried illegal pipes have been detected along the island's beach by ground-penetrating radar or GPR devices. Three of the sites have been confirmed and dug up, according to Environment Secretary Roy Simato. Lisa Socorro Manzano, supervising science research specialist and team leader of the Mines and Geosciences, the Bureau of the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, DENR, said experts were using an SIR 4000 GPR device to locate the pipes and for an inventory of sinkholes and caves on the island. The top-of-the-line device can detect objects 7 meters underground and is capable of high-resolution imaging and printouts similar to ultrasound test results. The GPR uses electromagnetic waves to detect objects underground and results are transmitted to a receiver where they are stored. The collected data can be evaluated on site, but the DENR team in Boracay processes and evaluates data in a war room at a resort here. While it cannot reflect and print out images of pipes, anomalies that could mean buried objects can be detected through the results. The device can detect all types of pipes, including those made of steel, PVC, and concrete to up to 7 meters underground. Manzano told reporters in a briefing here with Simato that the maximum depth of the buried pipes was about 2.5 meters. Septic tanks. The results of the GPR devices scans are completed by satellite images and actual physical inspection of the suspect sites. Manzano said the number of suspect sites at the western side of the island is about 40 and counting, with 18 sites as priority. The sites could contain one to two dozens of interconnecting pipes. In one excavation site dug using a backhoe, the DENR team discovered a septic tank that was just 10 meters from the beach. Simato said this would explain the erratic results of water quality tests, even as the island had been closed to tourism starting on April 26. Simato said experts would locate the source of the pipes and identify the establishments that were responsible. They will face the maximum penalty, Simato said. Penalties could include fines of millions of pesos daily. The DENR will use the GPR device to detect illegal pipes along Bulabog Beach of the eastern side of the island, where coliform bacterial level is above acceptable standards. So this news is all about search for poop pipe starts. Yeah, so these are, I suppose, these are the culprit on on why the island, Boracay Island, has been closed.
Yeah,
illegal piping.
Yeah.
Oh,
sewage. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay.
Buti na lang, hindi ako nakapunta dun.
Ako rin hindi, pero mga anak ko at mga apo ko, ay gustong-gusto nila dun. Binabot na ng bagyo.
Maganda naman talaga.
Maganda naman talaga. Yes.
So, ayan po ang ating Philippine News.
Philippine News. Ayan.
At ang resulta po niyan, pag na-discovery talaga kung saan yung mga
nanggagaling
culprit pipes na yun, ang resulta niyan ay yung mga, kahit na, kasi ang fine ay million peso a month.
A day.
So, ang resulta niyan talaga, masakit isipin, laglag ang karsunsilyo ng mga milyonaryo.
yung mga nagpatayo ng mga malalaking ano na doon, no? Hotels, no? Ay, goodness
but
gracious.
Ba't napili mo pa yung courses?
Eh, siyempre, isang million, isang araw. Oh.
That's right.
Gaano karami, kahit na pesos lang yan.
So speaking of
nila.
Places to be in the Philippines, it's more fun in the Philippines by Apple the App.
Oo.
Visayas, Mindanao, it's more fun. Boracay, Palawan, Tagaytay, it's more fun. Pampanga, Manila, Batangas, it's more fun. Baguio, Cebu, and Subic, Mabuhay! Welcome to my town, welcome to my city. A special place, everything looks pretty. Let's go somewhere, let's hop into a jeepney. I wanna take you all around. So many things to do in town. See the beauty, hear the sounds. This is where paradise is found. Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. More fun than the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream.
Oh yeah.
It's more fun than the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream. White sands, blue water. You can take a walk. It's so soft. You should take your shoes off. You can walk along the beach. Sun shining on your feet. Unwind then dine. Our food is unique. Go dancing in the moonlight. Move with the breeze. See the sunrise shine through the tall palm trees. See the scene of the city. If you want the nightlife, go enjoy the town and go party all night.
Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see.
Taste the food and enjoy the hospitality. Everyone is welcome. You are part of the family. We can go surfing or we can go diving. We can see the sights on all the different islands. Oh, it's the beauty, all the things you can see. So come to Mindanao and feel the unity. Looks like paradise,
yep.
See it with your eyes. You can do so many things, just tell me what you like.
Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see.
It's more fun in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream. It's more fun in the Philippines.
And more fun in the Philippines, of course.
Ito po ang ating Pinoy showbiz. Pinay from Italy crowned Miss Earth Philippines 2018. A Filipino-Italian model was crowned Miss Philippines Earth 2018, earning a chance to represent the country in the international edition of the environment-centered pageant. Celeste Cortesi, a 20-year-old who grew up in Rome, won after she agreed with a decision of the government to shut down Boracay for 6 months for rehabilitation. When asked about her thoughts on how to prevent the island situation from happening to other beaches, she responded, "I agree with the decision of President Rodrigo Duterte." She also argued that there's the need to improve the drainage system and better cooperation from hotel owners before being cut off because of the imposed 30-second time limit. She beat 41 other hopefuls in the pageant held at Mall of Asia Arena Saturday night, and she succeeded Karen Ibasco, who won the overall Miss Earth title last year. Speaking to reporters after her win, Cortese thanked the Filipina mother for pushing her to pursue her beauty queen dreams. "I was not expecting this. I was so excited," she said. "I want to thank my mother who pushed me to participate in this contest. Thank you to the people who helped me. To the friends of my mother, I am really, really grateful for this." According to her profile on the pageant's website, her advocacy centers around preserving trees. "I believe we should protect our urban fragile forest because trees are life," she was quoted to have said. The night's other winners were Miss Earth Philippines Air, Zara Bianca Saldoa of Las Piñas City, Miss Earth Philippines Water, Birjanet Chi of Balingasag, Misamis Oriental, Miss Earth Philippines Fire, Jean Nicole De Jesus of San Rafael, Bulacan. Ayan. Miss Earth Philippines Ecotourism, Halimatu Yoshawu of Titay, Sambuanga, Sibugay. A date for the 2018 Miss Earth pageant has yet to be revealed.
Yes, ayan. Congratulations sa mga Miss Earth natin, yung mga nananalo. And of course, congratulations din po sa Camarini Sur. Event breaks Guinness World Record for largest Zumba class.
Wow.
Camarini Sur on Saturday set a new Guinness World Record for the largest Zumba class with 13,350 participants, breaking Mandaluyong City's record of 12,975 in 2015. The Zumba session called Grand Zumba Contra Droga was the first activity of the province's Kaugma Festival 2018. Now on its second year, the activity aims to promote an active lifestyle as a way to fight drug addiction. Congratulations, Camarini Sur!
Kapitbahay ko yan.
Camarini
Sur. Yeah, malapit na naman pong matapos ang kulang sa isang oras naming pagkikipagniig sa inyong lahat. Happy birthday po sa lahat-lahat ng mga magbe-birthday. Ngayong araw, nag-birthday kahapon, magbe-birthday bukas, at sa mga darating na araw. Maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Magandang gabi po. Si Tita Verge po ito.
Sa lahat po ng mga nagdiriwang ng kanilang karawan ngayon mula sa Samutsari, maligayang bati po at sana po ay magkaroon pa kayo ng marami pang birthday. Ito po si Ate Jo na nagsasabing maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Yes, and of course, happy birthday Christina Marie Espinosa Go, 22nd of May, and to my cousin-in-law, Cesar Paroco, 24th of May. And of course, another invitation from me, Zumba classes po, every Thursday night, 6 to 7 p.m. sa New Lin po. Text me on 021-191-0508 if you have any questions. Ako po ang lead instructor. Sali po kayo, and this is Manang Trini saying, hasta la vista, and have a good evening.
Bang kanustu. Tagasa.